We interview the president of SIU each month, so it's time once again as we wrap up 2014 to talk with SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in this morning. We're closing out 2014. You've not yet had a full 12 months on the job. But wow, your months here have been busy.
It feels like it just a bit, though. But you're right. We're coming on to about 8 months having been here, and plenty to say our prayer over, no doubt about it.
How would you rate the first 7 or 8 months that you've been working? Are things still going well?
I think they are. Obviously, with some of the changes on the Carbondale campus, why we've had to make adjustments and invest some time in thinking through processes and procedures and things of that nature. But I guess as I look back over these past months, the question may be a simplistic one, but the question is always, have you moved it along? Have you done no harm? Have you contributed something? And I think in some of the areas where we've made some progress, I feel good about that, particularly at the board level. For the first time in many years, we've asked the board to start pivoting and thinking about some goal setting and looking at the future and trying to define the direction we go as a system, as opposed to just kind of having things happen to us by default. And we got some good work underway there, have paused it a bit as I've taken on some of the chancellor responsibilities, but we'll be coming back to that and moving on with some planning there that I think is important. And then, of course, to some degree, we're playing defense on the budget, and with what we've had to do some work around now for the past few weeks looking at potential budget reductions, that's now set us off in a bit of a different direction compared to where we thought we might be. But on the whole, yes, I think we've been able to keep things moving forward. And for instance, coming out of commencement a week ago, we still had 1,600 students here at SIU Carbondale going through getting degrees, so we keep pushing forward.
Sure. We want to talk about what's coming in 2015 mm-hmm. this morning, but I wanted to kind of start off with one of the things you mentioned first, which is this search for a new chancellor.
Yes.
Of course, interim chancellor Paul Sarvila unexpectedly passed away earlier this fall.
Yes.
The board moved earlier this month to go ahead and get that process really started. You're in month one
That's
of
right.
that search. So what happens next, and what type of person are you looking for?
Well, what we'll do is move forward with that without a consultant. One of the things we talked about with the board was whether or not to hire someone to come in and assist with that. And it was our feeling, and recommended accordingly to the board, that we could do this ourselves, save anywhere from $80,000 to $120,000 in the process, and conduct, I think, a well-run search. We're looking at getting that accomplished really over the next 6 to 7 months, and that's a pretty healthy time frame. We'll have to work hard to accomplish that, but certainly not impossible. And we'll go through the typical process of cultivating candidates, and in part, this is what a good consultant would do. So we're going to take on that work ourselves, really trying to work the ground with the national pool of candidates, let them know about the position, work up the position announcement, have a search committee that comes together, start whittling down applications to a semifinalist list, and then looking at a list of maybe 2, 3, 4 finalists to bring in to campus for visits as we approach the end of the spring. As far as the type of candidate that I'm thinking about, and I want to talk to the search advisory committee on this that we'll be putting together. In fact, that process is already underway as we speak. But as I talk to the search advisory committee on this and give them the charge, I certainly think we're going to be looking for someone who has experience at this senior level in a similar position. Now, that doesn't mean they have to have been a chancellor at an equal university, if you will. But if you look at one of our aspirational peers, a person who may be a very strong dean or a provost, or a school like SIU in our sector where someone has been a provost or chancellor, I think this is probably the group of individuals will be looking to for candidates. That's not to say that we couldn't have someone from an alternative area come in, whether it's business or the military or something. But typically, I think we would be looking at institutions similar to ours or aspirational to us for someone serving in a similar position. I am giving quite a bit of credence, though, too, to someone who will be able to stay here for a while. We've had such churning at the chancellor's level on the Carbondale campus, and I am, I guess, attaching some value to someone who we think will invest a number of years with us. It doesn't have to be the final stop in a career or something like that, but we really need some stability and continuity in the campus leadership for some time, and that has to be, as I look at it, a mix in the consideration.
You can hear more about the search and other details on our website, WSIUnews.org, as we post our second segment with Dr. Dunn. Just a minute left here on the air, Dr. Dunn, and I wonder if you could just briefly talk about the potential for budget cuts coming from the state.
You know, we've been given a directive with all of the state universities to look at budget modeling around a 20% cut. Now, for the Carbondale campus alone, including the medical school, that would be something in the vicinity of $29 million or so. And to think about a means of getting that accomplished and still running the university becomes very, very difficult. I think all of our listeners have to remember, as I've been saying on the campus, this is a political process. We have many months of the spring legislative session, and we'll respond as a campus to putting together those budget models, the first one being with that 20% loss in state appropriates. But I anticipate we're going to be doing a lot of other budget modeling, too. It's a political process, and where we come down at the end, we'll hope, is somewhat less than that.
Sure. Dr. Dunn, thanks so much for your time this
morning.
Thank
you, Jennifer.